Hello, and welcome to the Cool Worcester Podcast. My name is Andrew Howard. You can find us on Blogger, Storify, my personal Twitter feed at AndrewJHoward1, and now Podbean, or just search for Cool Worcester on these platforms. In all of my social media efforts, I have spoken about interesting tidbits of information from all around the city. All topics from food to history to architecture were discussed. One thing, though, has remained absent from my work thus far, and that is presenting the city as a whole. What does Worcester mean to me? How about you? One thing that the city manages to accomplish is bringing people of all kinds together. This is reflected in almost all of Worcester's communities and events. So today, we're going to talk to you about positive news in the city of Worcester, all relating to culture. Most of these stories will be provided by the Telegram and Gazette, our local news source. All sources will be attached in the description of this podcast. Before I begin, I just want to discuss the importance of belonging to a community. Whether it be your state, your country, your city, or even as small as your neighborhood, belonging is an important quality to feel when you're going about your life. Amanda Eniotti, in 2011, discusses this in her story on CNN titled The Importance of Belonging. She writes how a sense of belonging increases motivation and persistence no matter what difficulties one challenges himself with. So obviously belonging is an important quality. The goal of the stories I'm about to share with you is to help you gain this sense of belonging to our city. I'm from a small town, and while I belong there, I feel more and more connected to Worcester every day now that I work, learn, and spend my free time here. Though this podcast and all of my social media, I hope to allow you to feel this connection as I have. Worcester certainly has a dedication to diversity, what with initiatives, commissions, and festivals of all kinds every year. Headlining just as recently as November 15th, the city held an interfaith rally where members of all demographics met in City Hall to celebrate peace and unity in these times of high tension nationwide. Mayor Joe Petty spoke and exclaimed his personal support for all of his citizens, regardless of any differences they might have from each other. The event was, in effect, a blast against President-elect Donald Trump, but its significance runs much deeper. Over the years, the city has seen an increasing popularity of heritage festivals. The most recent was the Italian festival that had literally painted our streets red, white, and green. Taking place this past August at Our Lady of Mount Carmel Church on Mulberry Street, the event was a success. The church had recently been shut down because of its dilapidating state, and as a result, some people found the event to be, quote, bittersweet, as their place of worship may not see yet another year. Still, the festival raised a lot of money for the parish. One participant commented saying that he saw a wide diversity, people celebrating their cause and, quote, not just Italians, end quote, but people of all kinds coming together. In summer of 2015, and again next summer, Worcester is hosting a similar festival to honor its large Albanian population. This event, held at St. Mary's Assumption Albanian Orthodox Church on Salisbury Street, generally brings in hundreds to thousands of people. The TNG reports that the city has one of the largest concentrated Albanian populations in the United States, and hence one of the largest celebrations. The Albanian demographic in Worcester is key to the city's culture, and it certainly draws a crowd at this event. The 2017 celebration is less than a year away, so mark your calendars. Yet another heritage festival in the city of Worcester is the Gräken Festival, which was held this past June in the St. Spyridon Orthodox Church located across the street from Elm Park. For the past 40 years, this Greek biannual event has brought several thousand people together to celebrate yet another faction of the Worcester population. Overall, the ever-growing multicultural scene is huge in the Woo. Apart from heritage, another key part of culture is the arts. Arts Worcester holds events at 660 Main Street every few weeks that celebrate art and the people of the city. On November 22nd, on October 22nd of this year, the art show featuring the artists William Scully, Joseph Ray, Madeline Lord, and Agnes Wyant. Not only their work on display, but artists themselves are at the event. The works of art are from all different media, allowing for diverse and fascinating display. This, however, is just the beginning of what artistic examples that the Arts Worcester has to offer. Coming in a few days and lasting through December 16th, Arts Worcester is hosting an event called Off the Grid, which will feature many local artists' work that center around the theme of the electric grid. Our city's famous art museum is also very active in cultural events and political vocalizations. Running until February of next year, the museum is an exhibit that highlights the protests, activists, and the process of citizenship in this nation. Titled Picket Fence to Picket Line, Visions of American Citizenship, the show takes the forms of photography, illustrations, and video, and has so far been a success. It's the perfect show for a politically charged time. As you can see, Worcester is all about its people. People of all kinds coming together to celebrate different cultures, even those that don't belong to them. It's a wonderful thing, really, to see people love each other's backgrounds and be something else for a day. If Worcester is the heart of Massachusetts, connecting people through culture and art is what keeps it beating. Thank you for listening.